All right, good morning or good evening, depending on where you are.
不管是看你是在什么地方，说一早晨好和晚上好。
Let's begin our time with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you that you have invited us, to a relationship with you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你邀请我们进入和你有关系的这样一个过程中。
And not only do you forgive us of our sins, but you transform us into your image.
你不仅赦免我们的罪，而且你把我们改变成你的形象。
And so as we study your word this morning, help us to understand how you do that.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们能够明白你是如何做的。
How you are making us like yourself.
你如何来把我们塑造成你自己的形象。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are finishing up the first lesson.
我们今天把第一课讲完。
I am going quite slow at first because I want to make sure that we understand where we're headed in these classes.
我讲得很慢，因为我想让大家真正了解说我们这个课到底是朝着哪个方向讲的。
And I usually spend much more time at the beginning to kind of lay the foundation, and then we will move more quickly.
我基本上呢是在刚开始的时候呢就讲得很慢，把这个基础打好，到后边就会进展得比较快。
We have focused for the first 3 weeks on the definition of spiritual formation.
头三课呢，我们都是集中在讲灵命铸造的定义。
And someone asked me to start today by kind of doing a big picture overview of what we are, where we are.
然后刚开始有人就要求我们有一个总复习，有个概论。
We have looked at 4 aspects of this definition.
我们看了这个灵命塑造定义的四个方面。
Spiritual formation is a work of grace.
灵命塑造是恩典的工作。
That is, it is empowered by God's grace.
就是说，它是被神的恩典所促成的，用神的恩典来给我们能力才能做到的。
It is important to understand that we don't do this in our own power.
很重要的一点就是我们不是凭着自己的能力，凭着自己的力量来这个灵命塑造。
One thing that sometimes people misunderstand is they think that spiritual salvation is something that God does through grace, but then our growth is from our effort.
很多人一个误解就是，我们的救恩是来自于神的恩典，是神的工作，但是成长却要靠我们，完全靠我们自己。
We'll see today. Yes, there is effort.
今天我们会看到这个里边是涉及到个人的努力。
But it is grace-empowered effort.
但是它却是由于神的恩典，我们才会有这种动力，我们才有这种能力去努力。
And then we saw that it is a process.
然后我们也看到灵命塑造是一个过程。
It doesn't happen in a moment.
它不是一转眼就灵命就塑造好了。
When I taught in the college, some of my students thought that I was opposed to special meetings and seminars.
我在这个大学里教书的时候，有的学生就误认为我是反对这种特别的奉兴会啊和这种营会的。
I am not opposed to them. I think they are wonderful.
我不是反对，我觉得那些营会、那些奉兴会都很棒。
If
如果
they are followed by ongoing process,
如果这个奉兴会之后呢，他们继续持续不断的就是努力。
But I find that for many Christians, they misuse the special events.
但是我觉得对很多基督徒来讲呢，他们就误用了这种特别的聚会。
And so their spiritual life looks something like this.
所以他们的属灵生命就有点像这样子。
There is a special event and they grow very fast.
有特会呢，他们就一下长得好快。
And then they don't read their Bible.
特会之后呢，他们不读圣经。
They don't pray.
也不祷告。
They don't go to church.
也不去教会。
And they slide little by little, more and more careless.
然后他们就这样下滑，就慢慢慢慢的越来越，就是不在意，漫不经心。
And then there's a seminar.
然后呢，忽然的又有一次特会。
Oh, all the way to the top.
然后他们又到三巅，到山顶。
And then another decline.
然后又慢慢的下滑。
Spiritual growth happens in a steady, regular process.
就是属灵的成长呢，它是一个稳固的一个过程。
The third thing that we saw in this big overview is that spiritual formation is being conformed to the image of Christ.
第三点我们讲到属灵塑造是效法基督的样式。
It is looking at him.
就是我们就是定睛仰望耶稣。
And becoming more and more like him.
就是变得越来越像耶稣基督。
I gave you this very simple definition.
我给你们一个很简单的定义。
Christ-likeness.
像基督就是。
A life governed completely by divine love.
就是完全被神圣属天自爱所掌管的生命。
It is looking at Christ.
就是定睛仰望耶稣。
And becoming like him.
就越来越像他。
So that we love like he loved.
所以呢，我们就像他那样去爱。
We love God like Jesus loved his father.
我们爱父神就像耶稣爱他的父神一样。
We love other people like Jesus loved other people.
我们就像耶稣那样去爱他人。
Now again, this is a process, so don't let me make you feel guilty.
我先提醒，这是一个过程，所以你不要为此感到这个愧疚。
But it means that step by step, I am beginning to love people the way Jesus loves them.
就是一点一点的，我开始像耶稣那样子去爱人。
Instead of seeing only their weaknesses and their flaws, I see them through Jesus' eyes.
不是说只看到这个周围人的他们的软弱跟他们的不够，而是我用主耶稣的眼光来看他们。
I suggested a couple weeks ago that you read the Gospels looking specifically at Jesus.
我前几个星期就建议大家去读这个福音书，就特别的去看里边主耶稣的形象。
That you think about, that you look at how did he respond to the woman at the well.
你来思想，他是如何对井边的妇人反应的。
How did he respond to the beggars on the street?
他对这个路边的乞讨的人，他是如何反应的。
The lepers.
对这个麻风病人。
The sinful people.
这个有罪的人。
And, maybe harder for me, the holier than thou people.
对我来讲，那个更难的就是那个好像感觉比你更圣洁的人。
Because he loved them too.
因为主耶稣也爱这些宗教人士。
He went to the house of Simon the Pharisee.
他也去了这个西门这个法利赛人的家。
To eat lunch, knowing that Simon would criticize and complain.
他跟他一起吃午餐，他知道这个西门会批评他，也是抱怨他。
But Jesus loved even that Pharisee enough to reach out to him.
主耶稣甚至这样子爱这个法利赛人，真的就是主动的去跟他有交往。
Look at Jesus in the Gospels for a picture of divine love.
就是在福音书里看到主耶稣的这种神圣之爱。
That was the assignment that I gave you a couple weeks ago to do.
这是几个星期前我给大家布置的作业。
Let me give you another step in that today.
让我今天再给你另外一个。
This week, instead of looking back at the Gospels at how Jesus looked at the Samaritan woman or the leper or the beggar,
这个星期呢，就是不是说去福音书里看主耶稣如何跟井边的妇人或者麻风病人或者乞丐这样子如何互动的。
Look around you.
看你周围。
Look at the beggars.The poor in your life.
就是看看在你生命中的这些乞丐和这些贫穷的人。
And ask yourself, how would Jesus see them?
就是问你自己，主耶稣是如何看待他们的。
Look at your coworkers.
看你的同事。
Your family members.
你的家人。
The Pharisee in your church.
你教会里的法利赛人。
And ask, how would Jesus see this person?
就是问你自己，主耶稣是如何来看待这个人的。
Because the more I can see people the way Jesus saw them,
如果我
the more I would become like him.
如果我更多的是像主耶稣那样子来看待人，那我就会更像他。
Then the last part of that definition that we looked at is spiritual formation is for the sake of others.
灵命塑造的最后一个定义就是为了他人的缘故。
Someone asked me for a scripture reference for that.
有的人就问说这个经文的出处是在哪里。
And I should have given this to you before and I failed to do so. So I'm glad you asked.
就是我其实应该早点把这个给大家，但是没有，所以很谢谢这样的问题。
I'm going to give you three references.
我给大家三个经文出处。
Two of them come from the New Testament, and these are the ones that I normally would give.
有两处是出于新约，这基本上是我会给出的。
First John chapter 3.
一个是约翰一书第三章。
This is the message that you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
这个第三章的十一节就是我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
The whole epistle of 1 John is about being transformed into the image of Christ, being what he calls us to be.
约翰一书的中心就是呼召我们转化成基督的形象，成为他所呼召我们所成为的样式。
And in chapter 3, starting at verse 11, he brings that to what that will look in our relationship with others.
在第三章十一节就告诉我们，如果我们像基督，那我们跟周围人的关系看起来会什么样的。
Verse 11, we will love one another.
就是十一节告诉我们，我们会彼此相爱。
Verse 16, the way that people will know we love them is because we will lay down our life for our brothers.
第16节就告诉我们，别人知道我们彼此相爱，就是因为我们会为弟兄舍命。
And then John is very smart.
约翰呢，很聪明。
He says, you must love your brothers.
他说你必须要爱你的弟兄。
He says, the way you know you love your brothers is, are you willing to give your life for them?
就是他说你知道你是不是真的爱你的弟兄，你可以问你自己，你是否愿意为你的弟兄舍命。
But he's smart.
但是他很聪明。
And he knows it's easy to say, oh, yes, I would die for my Christian brothers and sisters.
他说人很容易就说哦，我当然我要为我的弟兄姐妹舍命。
That's easy to say because no one's asking me to die for them.
因为没有人会这样子问你是不是真的为他们舍命，所以这样说说是很容易的。
And so then John says,
然后约翰就接着说，
Now after you've said, of course I will do that.
当你说当然我会这样做之后，
Verse 17, if anyone has the world's goods,
凡有世上财物的，
and his brother is in need and he doesn't help him,
看见弟兄贫乏却塞住怜悯的心，
How is that love?
他说那怎么是爱呢？
People, he says.
他说
That's not love in word and talk, but in deed and truth.
他说我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
John is saying, my spiritual formation is seen in how I care for others.
就是约翰说我的灵命的塑造，我的灵命的性这个成长就表现在我是如何对待他人的。
I am shaped in the image of Christ for the sake of others.
我被塑造成基督耶稣的形象是为了他人的缘故。
James chapter 2 does the very same thing.
雅各书第二章也是这样子讲的。
James is talking about how do you live out a Christ-like life.
就是雅各在讲你如何能够活出来一个像基督的生命。
James was the half-brother of Jesus. He knows him.
雅各是耶稣的弟弟，他认识他。
And he's showing us how to look like Jesus.
他就向我们展示说如何看着像基督。
And in chapter 2, he says the same thing that John says.
在第二章他讲了约翰所讲的同样的事情。
Verse 8,
第八节，
If you really fulfill the royal law of scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well.
他说弟兄们，如果你们全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
And then starting in verse 14, he tells us what that looks like.
在第十四节他就告诉我们这个看着像什么样的。
I'm sorry, verse 15. If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacks food, and you say, go in peace, be warmed and filled, what good is that?
他说，若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，他说，却不给他们身体所需的，这有什么益处呢？
Give them what they need.
你需要给他们他们所需的。
Why?
为什么？
You are being shaped in the image of Christ.
你被塑造成基督耶稣的形象。
Not so that you can look in a mirror and say, wow, I look like Jesus.
不是这样你就可以看着镜子说，哇，我看得真像耶稣啊。
But so that you will treat others the way Jesus would treat them.
所以这样因为你被塑造成耶稣基督的样式，这样你就可以像耶稣基督那样来对待他人。
Someone said, wouldn't it be nice if Jesus were in our world now to take care of the poor, to take care of the immigrants, to solve the problems of our world?
有人就说，哎呀，他如果耶稣基督活现在活在这个世上多好，他可以去照顾穷人，照顾这些从外边来的移民，去解决世上的问题。
And I said, oh, he's here.
然后我说他就在这里。
They said, really?
人家就说真的吗？
I said, look in a mirror.
他说你看镜子。
The church is the body of Christ in our world.
教会就是基督的身体在世界上的彰显。
He feeds the hungry.Through us.
他透过我们来喂饱那些穷人，那些饥饿的人。
He cares for the poor through us.
他通过我们来照料这些穷人。
Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say the government is the body of Christ serving the needy.
圣经上没有任何一处说政府就是耶稣的身体去照料这些所需有需要的人的需要。
The church, we are the body of Christ.
是教会，我们才是基督的身体。
We are shaped in his image for the sake of everyone else.
我们被塑造成耶稣基督的样式，是为了所其他人的缘故。
Let me give you one more reference.
我再给大家一个圣经出处。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
在生命记第十章。
I have taught on this scripture many times.
我这节经文我教了好多次。
I have spoken at PVCCC about this scripture.
我在这个华人教会也讲过。
What does God require of his people?
神对他百姓的要求是什么呢？
And verses 12 and 13 gives us the five things that he requires.
10章12到13节就给了我们神对我们的五条要求。
Fear God, walk in his ways, love him, serve God, keep his commandments.
就是敬畏神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性地侍奉他，遵守他的诫命。
Last night, I saw something in this chapter I never recognized before.
昨天晚上我在读这章，我就读到一些，看出来一些我以前从来没有看到的。
And when I saw it, I said, you dummy, how did you miss this?
我看了，我说，哎呀，我真笨呐，怎么以前都没看到呢？
Because he continues by telling us, showing us, how will we know we are doing those five things?
因为他摩西继续的向我们展示，我们如何知道我们是不是在做这五条，遵行这五条。
Verse 17. The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords.
因为耶和华你们的神是万神之神，万主之主。
He is great, mighty, and awesome. He is not partial. He takes no bribe.
至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不收贿赂。
He executes, he does justice for the fatherless and the widows.
他为孤儿寡妇伸冤。
He loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing.
又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。
He says, that's what God is like.
那是神就是像那样的。
Now, how do I know if I love God and fear God and serve God and obey God?
那我如何知道我敬畏神，爱他，侍奉他，遵行他的诫命呢？
Verse 19.
看第十九节。
I will do what God does.
我就会行神所行的。
Love the sojourner.
就是怜爱寄居的。
The same way that God cares for the poor, I will care for the poor if I am being made in his image.
就是如果我被塑造成基督耶稣的样式，那神是怎么样来对待这些怜爱这些穷人，我也会如何来对待这些穷人。
That's why I say transformation for the sake of others.
所以我会说灵命塑造的定义就是说我们被改变被转变是为了他人的缘故。
They benefit because I am more like Christ.
因为我更像基督所以他们也得益处。
In my devotions this morning, I read the book of Jonah.
在我今天早晨的灵修中间我就读了约拿书。
Jonah would say, I love God, I fear God, I serve God, I obey God.
约拿会说我敬畏神我爱神我遵行神的道我遵守他的诫命 我侍奉他。
Jonah would say, I am his prophet.
约拿说我是他的先知。
But Jonah did not love the people God loved.
但是约拿不爱神所爱的这个人。
In fact, he becomes angry when God shows mercy on those people.
但是他因为神向这些人大就是显示怜悯，他很生气。
Let me give you a very practical and very difficult test of your spiritual formation.
让我给你一个很实际也是很困难的就是评估你灵命的一个测验。
This is a hard test.
这是一个很难的测验。
Think of the person who has hurt you most deeply in your life.
想一下那个在你生命中最伤害你的那个人。
Can you pray that God will bless and be merciful to them?
你可以为他们祷告，求神真的是祝福他们，并且向他们大施怜悯吗？
And can you rejoice when God is merciful and does bless them?
当神真的是祝福这个人并且向他施怜悯的时候你可以心里欢喜吗
Now let me tell you why I think that is a legitimate test.
让我告诉你我为什么觉得这是一个合理的一个测验呢
Being spiritually formed is being Christ-like.
就是成为一个灵命塑造就是像基督
is being like Jesus.
就是你在方方面面像基督
And on the cross,
在十字架上
Jesus looked at the people who had put him there.
主耶稣看着那些把他钉在十字架上的人
And he prayed for them.
他为他们祷告
Father, forgive them.
他说父啊，饶恕他们。
And every time,
每一次
that a sinner repents and comes to Christ,
一个罪人悔改来到耶稣基督面前
and receives the blessing of eternal life,
就是得到这个永远的永生的祝福
Jesus rejoices.
主耶稣都很欢喜
Our sin is what nailed him to the cross.
是我们的罪把他钉在十字架上的。
But he rejoices when his father has mercy on us.
但是当他的父神对我们有怜悯的时候，主耶稣心里就欢喜。
And for me to be Christ-like.
所以如果我像基督
means that I must be able and willing to pray for those who wrong me.
那就意味着我要愿意而且就是也可以为那些错待我的人祷告。
And I must rejoice when God blesses them.
当神祝福他们的时候我也必须要欢喜。
That's becoming Christ-like.
那个就是像基督。
It doesn't happen overnight.
这个不是说一瞬之间形成或者过了一晚上你就这样了。
But when I say that, it is not an excuse to say, oh, well, then it doesn't matter.
我这样说不是说就给你个理由说哦，这个不重要。
I must be measuring myself a little moving in that direction.
我必须要衡量自己是不是在朝着那个方向成长。
I'm hesitant to tell this.
我有点犹豫是不是要讲这个。
Number one, because I have not arrived.
因为第一点是因为我自己还没有达到那一步。
And number two, because I don't want to pretend that I have arrived.
第二点是我不想假装我已经到了那个境界。
But I want to try to help you to understand what that looks like in real life.
但是我希望能够帮助你了解在真正的生活中那个看的是像什么样的。
I have struggled at times in my life with forgiveness.
在我的生命的也有这个时期，就是我挣扎去原谅，去饶恕。
And God began to deal with me about a person who I had become very, I think, bitter over what they had done.
就是神就是开始来让我能面对，就是在我生命中有一个人，我觉得我对他其实是有这种苦毒的，因为他们所做的。
And I would watch them.
然后我就看着他们。
And honestly, when they had trouble in their life,
坦诚地讲当
I was thankful.
当他们的生命中就是出现这个有麻烦的时候，我心里边挺感谢的。
God is punishing them for what they have done.
因为他们所做的所以神在惩罚他们。
And God began to show me I had become bitter.
神就向我显示说我在变得苦毒。
And I felt that he made me do something that I did not like.
然后我就觉得神要我去做一些我不喜欢的事情，我也不想做的。
Every time I would think about that person,
我每次想到那个人的时候，
I would stop and say, God, please bless them.
我就会停下来说，神啊，求你祝福他们。
Please bring your joy into their life.
求你把你的喜乐充满他们的生活。
I'll tell you the truth, I did not mean the prayer.
我可以这老实的讲，我心里边虽然这么祷告，但是我可能心里并不是这么想的。
But I prayed it.
但是我的确这样祷告了。
I felt I had to try somehow to grow more like Christ in my relationship with this person.
我就觉得说我必须要努力，起码在跟这个人的关系上，我应该更像基督。
And God blessed them.
神的确祝福了他们。
Not because of my prayer.
不是因为我的祷告。
But God blessed them.
但是神祝福了他们。
And I heard they got a big promotion.
然后我就听到他们有一个很大的一个提升。
Their salary almost doubled.
然后他们的那个薪水基本上就翻倍了。
And to be honest, I was disappointed.
然后坦诚地讲，我有点失望。
And I had to stop.
我必须要停下来。
God, I don't feel this.
神啊，我没有感觉到。
But I am saying thank you for blessing them.
我虽然没有说这种感觉，但是我要说，为了你的祝福，我感谢你。
Thank you for blessing my enemy.
谢谢你祝福我的仇敌。
And please bless them more.
求你更多的祝福他们。
And I felt like a hypocrite.
我自己感觉自己像个伪君子似的。
Because in my heart I did not mean the words.
因为在我的心里边我并不是真的这么想的。
They moved into a beautiful new house.
然后他们就搬进了一个很好的很美的房子，很大的房子。
Someone told me how gorgeous it was.
然后别人告诉我，哇，他的房子真漂亮。
And I had to say, God, thank you for blessing my enemy with a beautiful house.
我必须停下来说，神啊，谢谢你祝福我的敌人，让他有一个很好很大的房子。
Now, let me jump to the end. No, not the end.
让我现在跳到往前跳。
Because we are still not at the end.
因为我们还没有到这个结尾，所以我还不能说我跳到这个结尾的时候。
This person has never called me and said what I did was wrong and I'm sorry.
这个人从来没有给我打电话或者说哦，我过去做的错了，请你原谅。
And there are still days where I have to stop and pray for that person.
还是有些时候我要停下来为那个人祷告。
But little by little, God has changed my heart.
但是一点一点的，神就改变了我的心。
To where I can pray that truthfully now.
直到现在，我可以真心实意的来做那个祷告。
Sometimes it is still hard.
有的时候还是艰难。
But God is helping to transform me in His image.
但是神在把我改变成他的样式。
The prayer is not really about them.
这个祷告其实不是关于他们。
It's about me.
而是关于我。
About being transformed into the image of Christ.
在于
for the sake of others.
为了他人的缘故被塑造成耶稣基督的样式。
Now again, I don't like to give an example like that.
我基本上不太愿意给这样子的例子。
Number one, because it's embarrassing.
因为第一点呢，这个好像挺难看的。
Maybe the deacons will meet this afternoon and fire me.
也许今天下午执事会开会就把我给解雇了。
Because a pastor should love everyone and never have to struggle.
因为一个牧者好像应该是爱所有的人，从来没有挣扎。
And I have struggled.
我的确是有挣扎。
The bigger reason I hesitate to tell that is, I don't want you to think it is easy for me. It is not.
我第二个我就是很犹豫告诉大家的原因就是我不想大家以为这个饶恕原谅对我很容易其实也对我也不容易。
But I tell you that story just for this reason.
我告诉大家这个故事单单是为了这个原因。
Every one of us.
我们每一个人。
There are hurts in our past.
我们在我们的过去的经历中都受过伤害。
There are people who have hurt us.
有伤害过我们的人。
If no one has ever hurt you, then you are probably the one who has hurt everyone else.
如果你从来没有被人伤害过，你大概就是那个伤害别人的人。
We all have hurts.
我们都有这种伤害。
And being transformed into the image of Christ means learning to begin to respond to those hurts the way Jesus did.
被塑造成基督耶稣的样式，就是说你在学习像主耶稣那样来回应，来对待这些伤害。
I used to think that was just a matter of praying and saying, God, help me to forgive them. I forgive the end.
我过去以为就是简单的说哦神啊帮助我饶恕他们那我饶恕他们了就这件事就过去了。
But I have come to believe that it is day by day allowing God to transform me step by step.
但是我逐渐的意识到就是要每一天一步一步的被转化成被改变成基督耶稣的样式。
It would be easier if it happened just like that.
如果就这么转瞬之间就发生了，那真是太容易了，也太好了。
But Christ-likeness, they don't sell Christ-likeness at McDonald's.
但是麦当劳可是不卖这个像基督的产品。
It's not fast food.
这个可不是快餐。
Pray, it's done.
不是你一祷告就成就了。
Instead,
而是
it is step.After step, after step.
是一步一步一步的。
Let me wrap up today with these things.
让我最后结束的时候以这些来结束。
We are transformed, I've said, as we behold Jesus.
我们，当我们就是定睛仰望耶稣的时候，我们就被转变成他的形象。
The more we study and look at him, the more we can be transformed.
我们越定睛仰望他，我们越去深读他的话语，我们就越会被他改变。
Then I'm wanting to say, as I wrap up chapter one, spiritual formation is both inward and outward.
这第一课要我们要这个结尾时候，我要讲这个灵命的塑造是既是内在的，也是外在的。
I find there are two mistakes that people make.
我发现人们通常会犯两个错误。
One mistake.
一个错误就是
is to say, "Oh, God is transforming me inwardly."
就是哦，神在我里边更新我。
Outwardly is the same as it always was.
但是外边呢，却完全都是一样的。
I am still a cranky, mean old grouch.
然后我还是那个爱发牢骚的脾气暴躁的那样的人。
But it doesn't matter because my heart is Christ-like.
但是那个没关系，因为我的心是像基督的。
The scripture in James that we read said, "No, that's wrong."
我们刚刚读的雅各书说不对，那个是错的。
How I live outwardly reflects what is inside.
我活出来的就反映了我里边的。
Let me say this very kindly and gently.
让我就是很柔和的，很友好的，很仁慈的来说这个。
If you are a grouchy old crank outwardly,
如果你是外边一个老是发牢骚，不好相处的一个老人家。
You are still a grouchy old crank inwardly.
你在里边还是一个爱发牢骚，就是不好相处的，总是埋怨的，一个里边有这样一个心。
And God wants to change that.
神想要改变这些。
He wants to make you into a person who responds to people the way Jesus responded.
他想让你把你改变成一个像基督那样来对待他人，对周围的环境来反应的人。
And so the transformation is inward and outward.
所以呢，这个改变是既是内在的，又是外在的。
Some people focus only on inward and they miss the outward.
有的人就只是注意这个里边的，而就是错失了外边的。
The other mistake,
另外一种错误就是
，and I think for most of us, this is the more common mistake.
我觉得对我们大多数人，这个是更普遍的一种错误。
We try to fix the outside.
我们想把我们外边给修弄好。
And we forget that.Spiritual transformation begins in the heart.
我们忘记了灵命塑造是由心来开始的。
You can wash up a pig.
你可以把一头猪洗得干干净净。
Put a little bonnet on.
然后头上给它戴个小花环。
Some makeup.
你甚至给它化妆。
A dress.
给它穿上衣服。
It's still a pig.
但是它还是一头猪。
We can cover up the outside.
我们可以把外边给装饰起来，掩饰起来。
We can cover our bitterness by smiling.
我们可以用微笑来掩饰我们内心的苦毒。
But it's not enough.
但是那个是不够的。
We must be transformed inwardly.
我们必须在里边被改变。
Until our natural, and that's the key word, natural response is the response of Jesus.
直到我们最后这个自然而然的反应，就是这个关键在于我们一个自然一个本能的反应，就是像基督那样的来反应。
I think I gave you this quote before, but I want to come back to it again.
我可能以前讲过所引用的这句话，那我想再让大家看一遍。
God's purpose for us.
神对我们的目的就是
is to form us into the kind of people
就是把我们塑造成这样子的百姓
who routinely and naturally obey him
就是我们经常的而且很容易的来顺服他就是我们自然而然的来顺服他
it doesn't mean it's always easy
这个不意味着就是很容易
It is not easy to forgive your enemy.
去饶恕你的敌人并不容易。They did say easily.
Okay, let me change that to naturally.
我这里这个翻译上面是写容易的，他说实际上这个容易的应该翻译成就是自然而然的本能的一个反应，就是。
The person I'm quoting said easily, but I prefer naturally.
这个我所引用的这个作者他写的是容易的，但是我更喜欢用这种自然而然的。
I
Can you
had to
say
use
instinctly, like naturally, instinctly? No.
not instant, no.
Okay, just naturally.
I had to use his word because I'm quoting someone else.
我必须要用他的话，因为我是引用对方的话，我要尊重对方的这个版
But I
权。
don't think it's always easy.
但是我不觉得这个总是容易的。
And the reason I don't say that instantly is because there's a process of growing.
我刚才说到本能，然后他就说他不用本能，他用自然而然的，因为这个是一个成长的一个过程。
But yes, as we grow, it will become more and more instant. You're right.
他也说，就是当你这样越来越成长的时候，你这种反应就有点像本能的这样反应似的。
But his purpose is to transform us until our natural response is to obey God.
所以，这个改变我们的目的，就是到最后，我们一个自然的反应就是顺服神。
Why?
为什么？
Because we treasure him.
因为我们宝贝他，我们尊重他，
He's our teacher and our friend.
他是我们的老师，也是我们的朋友。
We want to please him more than anything else.
我们最想做的就是让他讨他欢心。
And so it becomes increasingly natural to obey him.
所以呢，就会逐渐的。更自然而然的让我们去顺服他。
So that we reach the point where our response to people, our natural response to people, is the response that Jesus would have.
所以我们就是最后到了一个地步，就是我们自然的反应，就是像主耶稣基督那样的反应。
We have been transformed not just outwardly, but inwardly.
我们不单单是外边被改变，而更是里边也被改变。
And we are thinking and acting like he thought and acted.
我们的思想，我们的行为，就像主耶稣基督的思想和行为。
Now, you may say that's impossible.
你可能会说那是不可能的，
It's mysticism.
这个是神秘主义。
I don't think so. And let me tell you why.
You mean mysticism? It's a kind of like a theology word, right? Mysticism. Yeah, I make sure I translate right. Yeah, 我不觉得是神秘主义，让我告诉你为什么。
All of you probably have some things that you do very well.
我们可能每个人都有自己很擅长的事情。
Maybe in your job there is something that you do at a very high level.
也可能在你的工作中，你是那个做的最好的，做的你是非常擅长的。
And you have done it enough that you don't even have to think about each of the steps.
你已经非常的熟练，所以呢，你做的时候你就不需要再去想我该一步一步的去想该怎么做。
It is very natural to you.
对你来讲，就是很自然的就这样做了。
When you first did it, you had to step by step by step by step.
但是刚开始你做的时候，可能就是要遵循这个步骤，一步一步的做。
Now it is natural.
现在对你来讲，就是一个很自然的过程。
You have grown in your ability to do that until it is easy.
就是。在你的做这件事情的能力在不断的成长，到最后你就很自然的、很顺手就这样做了。
I must make fun of myself for a moment.
我必须要开自己的玩笑了。
I am learning to cook.
我现在在学习做饭。
It is not natural.
对我来讲，这个不是一个自然而然的事情。
My wife says, I would like some chicken noodle soup.
我太太就会说我想喝一些那个鸡汤。
I opened the can.
然后我就把那个鸡汤的罐头给打开了。
I look and it says set the temperature.
然后呢我看他那个上面那个指令说先把那个温度给调到一定程度。
So I very carefully set the temperature.
所以我就先把那个温度呢调到那个地方。
It says 3.5 minutes.
然后上面写说要煮3分半。
So I pull my phone and I set a timer for exactly 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
然后呢我就用手机放了一个3分半的这样一个闹钟。
I follow every step.
我就是一步一步的照着上面的指令。
It takes me 10 minutes to cook a can of chicken noodle soup.
所以我最后花了10分钟来就是做这个鸡汤，做好的罐头鸡汤。
But when I said to my wife,
当我对把这个鸡汤带给我太太的时候，
How do you make chicken noodle soup?
然后我就问他，你说你怎么样来做这个鸡汤这个罐头呢
？Oh, it's easy.
他说很容易。
Pour some noodles in the bowl.
你把这个鸡汤呢放在碗里。
Cut up a little chicken.
然后呢，你再切一些鸡肉。
Put in some carrots.
然后你再放一些胡萝卜进去。
And cook it.
然后你就来做吧，就是把它煮一下。
How long?
我说多久呢
？I don't know. Till it's done.
我不知道，就熟了就可以了。
For her, it is natural because she has learned.
对她来讲，这个是很自然的，因为她已经学会了。
I think growing in Christlikeness.
我觉得，就是长成基督的样式。
Spiritual formation.
灵命塑造。
Is a little bit like chicken noodle soup.
就有点做这个鸡肉汤似的。
Right now, you may have to say, okay, I'll follow every step.
到现在呢，你可能就说，哎呦，我要一步一步的跟着看着这个菜谱，这个指令。
I'm going to pray for my enemy.
我要为我的仇敌祷告。
I don't feel like it.
我并不有感觉并不想去祷告。
But I'm going to do it because I want to become more like Christ.
但是我要这样去做因为我想更像基督。
But the good news that I want you to see is this.
但是我想让你知道的好消息就是
I think if I keep cooking chicken noodle soup, someday it'll be easy for me.
然后我就想说如果我经常的不断的做这个鸡肉汤的话可能有一天对我来讲这个就很容易了。
And someone will say, how do you do it? I say, ah, it's easy.
如果有人问我说你怎么做的我说哎呀太容易了。
And I think,
我想
if I keep praying for my enemy,
如果我继续不断地为我的敌人祷告
if I keep loving the people around me that are hard to love,
如果我继续地去爱我周围那些很难爱的人
if I keep treating my wife, my husband, my children the way Jesus would treat them.
如果我继续不断地像主耶稣基督那样来对待我的配偶，我的孩子。
It will become more and more natural to treat them the way Jesus does.
就会越来越自然而然地就像主耶稣基督那样子来对待他们。
It is a process.
这是一个过程。
Step after step after step.
就是一步一步的。
But if you will allow God to work in your heart,
但是如果你让神在你的心里来工作,
and if you will cooperate with him in that process by obeying what he shows you to do,
如果你跟神合作,就是在神向你展示你应该做什么的时候,你就跟随神,你跟神合作。
You will find it becomes more and more natural to respond the way he does.
你就会发现,就会越自然而然的,你就会像神那样子,像主耶稣基督那样子来反应。
Until someday,
直到有一天,
Someone treats you wrong.
有人亏待你，错待你。
And your first reaction.
你的第一个反应就是。
Your first reaction.
你的第一个反应就是。
Will be to think.
就是第一反应就是这样想。
I feel so bad for that person.
我真是很为那个人难过。
I am so sorry they have been hurt and now they are hurting others.
我很难过，他们过去可能是被伤害，现在他们也在伤害别人。
Your first reaction will be to say, God, please help me to love them the way you love them.
你第一个反应就会说，神啊，帮助我像你那样去爱那个人。
And all of a sudden you will realize.
然后突然之间你就意识到。
No, I'm not perfect.
我还不是完美，我不是完全了。
But I am more like Christ than I used to be.
但是我比我过去更像基督。
That's the process.
那个就是这个过程。
And it is a wonderful, wonderful joy to see that transformation.
就是当你看到这种改变的时候，那种是一种让你很惊喜的一个奇妙的喜乐。
You see, this is not a heavy burden. It is a joy.
这个不是一个重担，这是一种喜乐，一种欢喜。
That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are you when you live this way."
所以主耶稣说，当你这样生活的时候，你就有福了。
The word "blessed" is the same word "happy."
这个有福的意思，也就是开心、快乐、幸福的意思。
Because if we're honest,
如果我们坦诚的话。
When we sat there thinking about how many people have wronged us,
如果你坐在那儿就想着多少人错待我
reviewing what they did to us,
天天在想他们是怎么对待我的
and thinking about how could I punish them,
然后就在想我怎么去惩罚他们
we are not happy.
你那时候是不开心的，你也不会感觉快乐
We're miserable.
你就很难受。
But Jesus says,
但是主耶稣说
If you'll be like me,
如果你要像我
forgiving,
去饶恕
loving,
去爱
compassionate,
就是心里充满怜恤
you will be blessed,
你就会有福
you will be happy,
你会很快乐，你也很幸福。
The more we are transformed into His image, the happier we become.
我们越被塑造成，越被改变成他的形象，我们就越快乐。
I have to quit.
我必须要停下来了。
Next week we're going to look at lesson two.
下个星期我们来上第二课。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, would you give us a picture of the joy of being like you?
主啊，求你向我们显示像你的这种喜乐。
Not a heavy burden.
不是一个重担。
Not an obligation.
不是一个责任。
But a joy that brings happiness into our life.
而是一种喜乐，让我们的生命，让我们的生活是幸福快乐的。
Help us this week.
求你这个星期帮助我们
to continue the process that you have started in us.
就是继续你在我们里边所开始的这个过程。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.